This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he tested positive for COVID-19. However, he has successfully overcome the disease. Lukashenko made the announcement Tuesday during a speech before the Interior Ministry troops, adding a new twist to a charged presidential election season in the former Soviet Republic, which is often referred to as the last dictatorship in Europe. Lukashenko said doctors believed he was asymptomatic. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to his doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule never abated from scheduled meetings in recent months, nor was he ever seen wearing a mask or taking other health precautions to avoid infecting others around him. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday. He'll promote the Trump administration's preference for in-person classes for school students this fall. The vice president said just last week that opening up schools again is the best thing for kids, and it's also the best thing for working families. Some of the largest school systems in the nation, including those in the cities of Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Houston, have already announced they will begin the academic year with only online classes. Scientists now say they understand why COVID-19 patients often lose their sense of smell and taste. The experts writing in the Journal of Science Advances said the coronavirus infiltrates the cells that provide major structural support to sensory neurons, the neurons that detect odors and send those messages to the brain. Since the sense of smell is linked to the sense of taste, the coronavirus also affects the ability to taste food. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios media site that he did not discuss with an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt of the interview released Wednesday, said he discussed other things with Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated his dismissal of the bounty allegations. The president says the intelligence community didn't think the accusations were real and not worthy to reach his desk. U.S. defense and intelligence officials have long been concerned about Russian interference in Afghanistan, complaining repeatedly that Moscow has been providing the Taliban with weapons and training. A Pentagon report released July 1st, while making no mention of the alleged bounties, warned Russian involvement is growing. Brazilian healthcare workers are urging the International Criminal Court to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro's government for crimes against humanity for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A complaint containing evidence statements from unions representing more than 1 million healthcare workers has been submitted to the Hague-based court. The unions accused Bolsonaro's administration of being criminally negligent in its management of the COVID-19 outbreak, jeopardizing the lives of healthcare professionals and the general public. Bolsonaro, who just tested negative for the coronavirus after being infected with the virus for nearly 3 weeks, has repeatedly said the restrictions hurt the country's economy. Brazil has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Latin America. Hundreds of people protested in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, pressing forward with a more than month-long campaign calling on longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Public discontent with the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak and resulting economic crisis has drawn thousands, including many young Israelis, to twice weekly participate in protests demanding Netanyahu resign from office while on trial for corruption. Netanyahu is on trial for a series of cases in which he allegedly received lavish gifts from billionaire friends and traded regulatory favors with media moguls for more favorable coverage of himself and his family. The U.S. state of Georgia is honoring the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis on Wednesday with a ceremony at the state capitol in Atlanta, where mourners will have a chance to pay their last respects. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.